every Tuesday at this time. Always enjoy talking USF and Augustan Athletics, a guy who follows both. For the Argus Leader, Matt Zimmer, joining us on the fan line. Hey, Matt, good afternoon.
Hey, guys.
You can join Matt Zimmer, by the way, every Tuesday at 2 when he is at ArgusLeader.com, does the live chat where you can personally talk to Mr. Zimmer, and you get a bunch of questions every Tuesday. It's like a one-on-one with the great Matt Zimmer.
People should be so lucky.
They should.
And it's all anonymously, too, which makes it even better.
Yeah, it makes it interesting. All right, you cover Augie, you cover USF. They get to play each other in basketball this week. Your thoughts on these two programs, both the men and the women. How important are these games going to be this weekend?
Well, they're really important for both Augie teams because I think they're both very much alive for, you know, playoff positioning and that kind of stuff. I don't think either USF team has any designs on, you know, competing for a conference championship or getting an at-large NCAA tournament berth. They're more, you know, just trying to, I think, build momentum and try to get themselves a decent seed leading into the conference tournament because that's obviously going to be what their season comes down to. So it definitely has importance for both teams. For Augie, it's a little more practical. For USF, it's maybe a little bit more bragging rights. But, you know, the good thing is, as recently as, you know, a week or two ago, it really looked like both USF teams were in a bad place and really strong. And now all of a sudden they both kind of righted the ship a little bit and got some important wins. And they're coming into this with some momentum, which makes it, from a rivalry standpoint, a lot more exciting.
Has either one of those USF teams, you know, quote-unquote, figured it out, or was that just a nice weekend for them that might not amount to anything?
I think the women maybe have, to use that phrase, figured it out a little bit. You know, their guards are playing a lot better. Taylor Varsho and Marie Malloy are really coming along, and that's made them a much better team. And getting Sam Connect, their freshman center, back just makes them so much more versatile. I mean, we all know that Laura Johnson's a really, really good player and has been for 4 years, but USF gets in trouble when they find themselves in situations where she's got to do everything because the other team knows what's going on and they just put so much pressure on her and it just ends up kind of snowballing and blowing up in their face. And right now, when you've got Taylor Varsho scoring 20 points a game, when you've got Marie Malloy running the offense as efficiently as she is, and then you've got Sam Connect being capable of giving you a double-double every night, not to mention, you know, J.C. Ulmer, Bailey Bauman are some players that can kind of, you know, they're not a number one option, but they're players that can really hurt you when Laura Johnson and Taylor Varsho and Sam Connect are doing things. So I think really these last two games this weekend against Upper Iowa and Winona was sort of, that's the ideal blueprint. That's how they would play. That's how they would win games. And if they can get that same kind of balanced contribution on offense against Augie and play as well as they did defensively, they've got a shot to win that game.
What happened to Winona State over the weekend? Here they were 10-0 on the men's side. They were ranked 16th in the country, and they go on the road. They lose Friday in Marshall and then lose again in Sioux Falls last Saturday.
Yeah, I obviously didn't see the game in Marshall, but I know that Southwest State's a really good team, and they're especially good at home. So I don't think it was a big shock necessarily that the Mustangs won that game. They're a good team, and it's tough to win on the road. But the big surprise, obviously, was USF getting them, not just because it was an upset, but I thought the fact that Winona had lost the night before just made it all the more unlikely that USF was going to be able to pull off an upset, because you'd figure Winona would be, you know, angry or motivated, or, you know, it would sort of reinvigorate them or make them a little bit more focused going into the next game. And I wonder if maybe Winona didn't kind of expect USF to lay down for them a little bit, especially when, and I don't mean that to take credit away from the Cougars, because what I felt like happened was USF started the game really strong. They were making a ton of threes, and they really got a lot of energy and confidence, and you could just sense them early in the game saying, hey, we got a chance to win a really big game here. If we could upset these guys, this would be our biggest win of the season, maybe their biggest win since they won Division II. And I think rather than recognizing that and responding to it, I think Winona kind of said, well, they're not going to shoot this well the whole game. We'll just hang around until their shooting cools off, and then we'll pull away for the win. But what happened was, yeah, USF's shooting did cool off, but I just think they were so focused and into the game after they had started strong that they were determined to hang on to that thing, and they played outstanding defense for the whole 40 minutes. They found a way to get things done offensively, even when their shooters cooled off. I mean, it was maybe the most impressive win that I've seen from them, like I said, in the D2 era. I mean, they really, really played hard, and it was just good to see, because that's a team that obviously has been really frustrated this year, and things haven't gone as well as they wanted. So beyond just, you know, getting their season turned around a little bit and giving them some momentum going into the Augie game, I think it also gives them, frankly, a signature win for this season.
I think sometimes it can get a little cliche-ish if we talk about a team getting off to a fast start or a team not getting off to a good start in a game. But when you were in the middle of your chat today, I thought you made an interesting point that this is really a Cougar team that if they do hit their shots and they get that confidence, that does just have a tendency to maybe carry them a little bit more. Whereas if they don't get off to that quick start, they have a tendency to struggle.
Well, obviously defense has been a big problem for them all season long. Chris Johnson has not been bashful about saying, hey, this team just isn't very good defensively. And when I talked to him before this last weekend, he also admitted that we don't play hard every game. And when we do, we got a chance. And when we don't, you know. And I really think that's sort of what I'm getting at, is when they get off to that fast start, it gets them to play hard for the whole game on both ends of the court. Maybe it's like, you know, they buy in a little bit more on defense when they make those shots early. And, you know, that's something that they got to find a way to do for 40 minutes every game. And you can blame that on the coach, or you can whatever. But, I think that's on the players. You got to find a way to play 40 minutes every game. And, ideally you shouldn't have to just come out, oh, we're not making our shots, we're not going to play hard on the other end. But that's what's been happening. Hopefully for their sake, the fact that they, you know, got to see this past weekend what they can do when they play that well on both ends of the court, maybe that'll translate to them having a strong finish to this season.
You and I have been around a long time there, Matt. First time we've seen both Augustana and the University of Sioux Falls looking for an athletic director. Kind of shocked a little bit that Kevin Hesser announced that he will step down on February 7th.
No, I wasn't surprised. I know Kevin pretty well. We've known each other for almost 10 years now when he was the SID intern, and we used to play baseball against each other and everything. So I had kind of known from talking to him that, you know, let's face it, I mean, that's not a great job for a guy who's trying to raise a young family, and him and Jamie are both from Nebraska. So I think that there was, you know, I know there's a lot of USF fans who are wondering if there's some sort of conspiracy here, or, you know, was Kevin trying to bail out, or were they trying to push him out? It was nothing like that. This is a family decision. It's, you guys know, I mean, we deal it with it somewhat ourselves, that you don't, when you work in sports, that sometimes means long hours and hours that you're working when your family's at home. And so that means a lot of time away from your wife or your children and that kind of stuff. And so, you know, I think Kevin was sent, and he admitted to me that even before he made the decision, he had kind of come to a realization that at some point, whether it was this year or next year or 5 years down the road, he was probably going to have to look into doing something else. So I think everyone at USF understands that and is respectful of it, and I think people are happy for him.
I agree. I totally agree with you on that point. Augie has a 14-person committee looking for a new AD to replace Bill Gross. Is USF going to do the same thing?
That's what they said in their press release announcing Kevin's resignation. I'll be looking to talk to Mark Benedetto probably sometime soon. Probably after they convene that committee, I'm assuming they'll do it, you know, somewhat similar to how Augustana is doing it, and it'll be interesting to see how that sort of plays out, because you know, Kevin was just a promotion moving up when Willie left, and Willie's had been there for a long time before that, and I know before Willie they had kind of kicked it around to a bunch of different people. I think even Sid was the AD for a while, so. And Sid has informed me officially that he is not interested in taking the job. He will not be throwing his name into the ring. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out, because I think this is a good opportunity, not to take anything away from Kevin,
right?
But I think this is a chance here for them to try to get some momentum for their program as far as fundraising and getting things going at the Division II level. If they can go out and, you know, hopefully hit one out of the park and bring someone in with a lot of credibility that can really lead this program to a good place.
So how does USF sell their position to an outsider?
It's an opportunity, you know. I certainly don't want to say that USF is at the bottom or that they're struggling or anything like that, but they're in the early stages of moving from NAIA to Division II. Some of their programs are doing really well. Some of them are not, and they still need more cash. And that's not, I know some people at USF keep think I'm picking on them by saying that, but that's true of every college in the country. I mean, we're not in a great economic situation, and it's hard to ask for people to spend money on college athletics when that's the case. So whoever comes in there, it's an opportunity to get this athletic program on solid footing financially and with all the other things as far as staffing and facilities and being more competitive. And I think if you're the kind of person who wants to move up in athletics and athletic administration, it's a great opportunity because, as you guys know, the NSIC is a great conference and Sioux Falls is a great city. So I think it's a great opportunity to bring in a good person.
Is there a timeline from Augie or USF? I don't think they're in a major rush here. I think, they get somebody sometime after the current school year, I think they'd be fine
Augie's
with that.
Got Bill Gross around. I mean, they've got him.
And
there.
Pam Gohl will take over the interim spot over at USF.
Yeah, I imagine we'll get some more information from that on the USF side once they've appointed their committee. As far as Augustana, I know they're planning on bringing in, hopefully, finalizing some finalists sometime in February. And I know ideally they'd like to have their new athletic director in his role before the end of the school year so that he or she can get a little bit of a running start before the end of this year going into next year.
Makes sense. Absolutely makes sense. What are you working on with the paper the rest of the week?
Lots of Augie USF stuff. It's the rivalry week, so that'll be the majority of my hours this week.
Good stuff. Hey, Matt, thanks for the time. Appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys.
There he goes. Matt Zimmer, you can follow him on Tuesdays at 2. He does the live chat, ArgusLeader.com, and joins us every Tuesday at about 3:15 as he covers USF and Augustana for the Argus Leader.